A New Home, written by The Shiny Lizard and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is part 4 of the Gold Leader series. Summary: The Force guides Obi-Wan and Cody to a new home on Tatooine. It needs a little work, though. "Sir, do you have any idea where we're going?" Cody asked. "We're following the will of the Force," Obi-Wan said. "Have you considered that the Force is pulling a joke on us?" Cody asked, brows arched. Not that he didn't enjoy sitting on an Eopie with Obi-Wan. It was closer than they had been in a decade, and Obi-Wan was remarkably relaxed around him. He hadn't even cared that Cody had ordered the men to shoot him. "Something tells me it's just a little further," Obi-Wan said, shooting a shy smile over his shoulder at Cody. "If we don't find anything soon, I'm going to call Scram," Cody said. Hopefully, they'd get there soon. The last thing he needed was to contact Scram and ask for an evac, because his former general insisted that they follow the Force and it got them lost. His brothers would give him so much shit for that. "Cody, do you see something in the distance?" Obi-Wan asked, pointing off to the right. Cody pulled out his binoculars and scanned the area. There was something there, a long, flat hut on top of a plateau. It'd give them a good view over the land. They'd be able to see anyone approaching. It'd also leave them out in the open, too. The hut didn't look in great shape. One of the vaporators out front was tilted at an angle. The door was half open. "Seriously?" Cody groaned at the hut the Force was leading them to. Obi-Wan turned the Eopie towards the dilapidated structure and was wearing a big, triumphant grin. It was as if he was proving once more how helpful the Force could be. Cody wasn't ready to stake his life on the Force, though. As they neared, Cody's insides turned at the state of the place. It would take time to get it back in working order. But it would do. They'd be safe out here. Ignoring Obi-Wan's proud grin, Cody calmed Scram and gave him their location. While they waited for his brother to arrive, he and Obi-Wan started cleaning out the hut. Thankfully, this was Tatooine, and they didn't have to worry about the mold. After a cursory look at the tilted vaporator, they declared it broken. They cleared out the junk they found in the basement. Afterwards, they ate nutrient bars, and Scram landed. They cleaned the inside of the hut before bringing the crates down. Obi-Wan was of great help, using the Force to lift them. Once the crates were inside, though, Obi-Wan turned into more of a menace. "Cody, we don't need all this," Obi-Wan stated. Cody pinched the bridge of his nose and counted down to 3 before taking a deep breath. "Sir, we need all of this," Cody said. "What are we going to do with this many clothes?" Obi-Wan asked, never mind that his tunics had holes in them and his pants were threadbare at the knees. "You need new clothes," Cody said, eyes narrowing, giving his former general his best no-nonsense stare. "My clothes are fine, Cody," Obi-Wan said, rolling his eyes. "We can return most of the crates. We don't need all of this stuff." Cody grabbed the new set of clothes for Obi-Wan, a brush, a towel, and a bottle of soap, and pressed them against Obi-Wan's chest. "Go take a shower, sir," Cody said, gritting his teeth. "You stink." Obi-Wan's brow furrowed and he glanced about them. "We don't have running water yet, Cody." Cody sighed. "You can take a shower on the ship while Scram and I handle unloading the crates." "Cody, that's not—" "Sir, go take a shower. Scram and I will finish this." Obi-Wan's shoulders dropped and he let out a heavy sigh. "All right, but let me know if you need any help." "We will," Cody said, nearly shoving Obi-Wan towards the ship. They wouldn't be able to get everything done while Obi-Wan was in the shower, but Cody figured he could come up with enough tasks to keep the former general occupied while he and Scram worked on the hut. Back during the war, Obi-Wan was a general, and he wasn't involved in the loading and unloading of supplies. Cody had been a little more involved and had helped on occasion. Obi-Wan never had. The former general was like a curious Tuca, getting into everything. He mostly objected to anything in the crates, from necessities like food, there is food on Tatooine, to water, another similar argument there, to clothes, nothing was safe. Somehow, Obi-Wan had managed to survive on Tatooine without all the necessities the Force provided. Cody wasn't going to rely on the Force for everything, though. They needed to provide for themselves. They managed to empty another crate when Obi-Wan entered the hut, his hair still damp from the shower. Cody's heart fluttered at the sight, and he paused and stared. His general looked better already. The clean clothes fit him well, although he could tell that Obi-Wan had lost weight over the years, but that was understandable. Resources were hard to come by throughout the galaxy. Obi-Wan's brow arched and his cheeks pinked. Cody shook his head and cleared it of any ridiculous notions about how his former general looked. "Sir, I think this crate is for you," Scram said. Cody took one look at the dozen bottles of lube and groaned. "I'll take care of it," he said with a tired grumbling noise. A few years ago, the 212th were reminiscing one night over drinks. They talked about their regrets. Several brought up lost loves. Cody, having imbibed a sufficient amount of alcohol to loosen his tongue, told everyone he had something to confess. They all grew quiet, and Cody finally told them that he'd had a crush on Obi-Wan and that not telling his former general about it was his biggest regret. Everyone quietly nodded and accepted the confession. It was entirely too casual, though. It hit him a moment later. They knew. He accused them of knowing, and everyone said they'd figured it out during the war, but no one wanted to spoil anything between the pair. Waxer was only mad that Cody couldn't wait one more week. There was a betting pool on when Cody would tell them about the crush, and Waxer had lost. Along with the lube, there were several adult-themed toys, including a plug, dildo, and binders. He didn't want to know what they thought he and the general would be getting up to. At least they were all hopeful that something would happen. "Is there anything I can do?" Obi-Wan asked. Cody hastily covered the small crate and met Obi-Wan's curious gaze with a blank expression, determined not to give away the contents of the crate. He had no idea how his former general would react if he saw the lube and toys. They weren't at that stage yet. He had to pause for a moment to think over everything that still needed to be done. They had cleaned most of the hut already. They were putting things away now. Cody had to weigh the risk that Obi-Wan would continue to insist that they didn't need things. There was a limit to how much whining he could put up with. Not that he would describe Obi-Wan as whiny, but Obi-Wan's persistence on what they needed and did not need grated on him. When they'd had the Third System's army underneath them, Obi-Wan was determined that the men have everything they needed. Of course, as Cody had observed during the war, Obi-Wan always prioritized the men, putting himself last. It seemed that hadn't stopped. Obi-Wan's stomach growled, and the other scowled in annoyance. "Hungry?" Cody asked, chuckling. It had been a few hours since they'd taken a break. "Let's get something to eat, and then we can continue." Scram was all too happy to take a break. They ate rehydrated meal packs in the ship and cooled down. Scram finished first and left the two alone. "I brought something for you," Cody said, bringing Obi-Wan a small box. It contained the presents the others wanted to give Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan frowned at the box before taking it. His brows furrowed together. He gingerly opened the top, and then a soft smile broke across his features. "I haven't had tea like this in ages," Obi-Wan said, lifting the box of tea that the senator had given him. He set it on the table and turned to the rest of the contents. The next item he pulled out was a holo display. When he placed it on the table, the display lit up. "Oh, I don't recognize everyone," Obi-Wan said, peering at the steady blue holo image. Cody stared at it too. He didn't remember that picture. It took him a moment to realize that he wasn't in it. It was the men of the 212th, at least the ones who worked in their base or around there. Waxer and Boyle were to the right, and they had their arms around each other. Longshot, Wooly, and Colt were in the middle, and they were grinning enthusiastically. Jammer, Splash, and Dav were wearing more serious expressions. Wolf, Gregor, Boost, and Sinker were in the back. Boost had bright green hair, which he'd dyed about a week before Cody had left, giving a timeline for the date. Cody told Obi-Wan about the new additions to the 212th and how every brother who joined became a member, didn't matter which company they'd been in before. He talked about the various programs they had and the people they had helped. Obi-Wan's eyes were watery by the time he finished. You should go back out there. You're doing good. I can do the same good here, Cody said, shaking his head. But they need you. I'm an old man, Cody, Obi-Wan said, lips pursed. I think Bones might argue that you need me. Cody licked his lips, feeling the name before saying it. Obi-Wan. His former general tensed. Cody had seldom called him by name. Obi-Wan's hands lay flat on the table. I want to be here, Obi-Wan, Cody said, covering Obi-Wan's hands with his own. As soon as I heard where you were, I knew I had to be there. I'm sure your brothers would rather you stayed with them, Obi-Wan lamented, glancing away. Sir, if I tried to go back now, I think they'd kick me out, Cody said, lips curling upwards in a small grin. Waxer had all but threatened him. I brought a long-range comm system with me. I can do everything I need to from here. He squeezed Obi-Wan's hand and caught Obi-Wan's fleeting glance at their clasped hands. They sat there for a moment in silence. Then Obi-Wan's thumb ran over Cody's knuckle. Warmth settled into Cody's bones. Thank you. The end.